Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we are joined by Meredosine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Thanks for making a spot for us today. I know you got to be running around doing all kinds of stuff with the 4-H signups and everything else, but we've got fall stuff to deal with. What's going on out there?
Yeah, we actually just had our big arts and crafts festival in Mound City here a week and a half ago, and that's always, to me, a sign that the leaves are going to start changing, and we're starting to see it, and I know every place has a lot of great leaves that change this time of year, but Linn County is pretty spectacular. When I moved here from Nebraska, that was one thing that I was like, wow, this is really impressive, and then I've not been down it that I know of it, but I guess there's a certain road in Linn County that is the Trail of Colors. All of the reds, the oranges, the browns, and everything is just spectacular. But I know just me driving in from Mapleton to Mound City, the colors are already starting to turn. It's been cold. We're going to have a warm-up. You know, things are kind of playing with us a little bit. And so we're starting to think about what are we going to do as we start to put our lawn to bed, so to speak. And one of the things that we think about if you have a lot of trees in your yard is, what do I do with those falling leaves? Do I leave them on the lawn and let them kind of be a cover for my lawn? Is that good? Or should I take them off? Or what should I do? If you just have a small scattering of leaves, it's not going to hurt the lawn. But in those spots that maybe you get excessive cover, that is going to prevent the sunlight from reaching your plant. So if we leave it like that for extended period of time, that grass underneath is not going to be able to make the carbohydrates needed to carry it through the winter. And so come spring, you may see some patchiness or some dead spots. And so there's some different things that you can do for handling the leaves that have fallen. And like at my house, nobody sees our yard. It's in the middle of nowhere, but I still want it to look nice. And we don't have a lot of big mature trees. We have one. So I'd be okay with not doing anything, but I am waiting until the majority of those leaves fall to do one last mow so that I can get the lawn mower out, and I'm going to chop up and collect those leaves. I'm not going to collect them. I'm just going to chop them up. So if you're in town and you want your lawn to look real nice, you might want to use your bagger and bag those up. I'm just going to chop those, which is also going to help because it's going to kind of take some of the bulkiness of those leaves. Because as we know, as we start to get some fall moisture, those fall leaves will absorb that moisture, and it is going to be a heavy, suffocating experience for the grass underneath. Something else you can do with those leaves once you've bagged, if you choose to bag them off, is you can take those to your garden or your flower bed that we've probably closed our garden down, and you can apply a 2 to 3 inch layer of that as a ground cover for your flower beds or your garden. And then you'll want to fill those into your garden after you've spread those on. And then you can repeat that process every couple weeks until it's too cold or the soil gets to be too wet. And that is going to increase the organic matter in your garden, and that is going to help come spring when you start planting, especially if you have hard soil. That will be definitely a benefit to your garden. And I talked about mulching. That's definitely something that we're going to do just to get that heavy cover off the ground. If you're going to do the mulching like I am, or you just run the leaves through your mower, that's going to be most effective if it's done often enough that the leaf litter doesn't become thick. And so that's why, with me only having one large mature tree, I don't really have to focus too much on that. And the wind has been pretty awful here lately, so those leaves have been spread out pretty good. I have a horse trap right next to where that tree is, and so I'll blow them into the dry lot, and they won't cause an issue. But you do want to make sure that you're not leaving the leaf litter or those thick area of grass when you mow that mulch, that it doesn't leave a thick thing. The other thing that we're going to start seeing, and I did a program with this called Pumpkin Jack with the Lacine Library kids, where you take a pumpkin and put it in a clear container and with some soil in the bottom, and you talk about how pumpkins will regenerate themselves season after season and grow from the seeds. And so that's something that now, as we start coming upon Halloween and it's starting to get some frost and some freezes, that if you want to throw your pumpkins out in a mulch pile or a compost pile, you may see some grow next year. And I know that's absolutely what I did. I had some gourds grow this year, and those gourds came as just some aftermath of what we had thrown out from the year before. And I was surprised to have those, and actually even took them to the Linn County Fair. So that was kind of exciting. So those are some things that you can think about is your pumpkins, keep those seeds and throw them out and try to grow some for next year. The other thing is, and I can honestly say I have never done this, but roasting pumpkin seeds. Your pumpkins are a good fall decoration, but we can season those seeds and make a snack. And so it'd be something fun for the kids. And we'd want to probably do those before the freezing temperature just to make sure that we're having a good quality product. Do that, you'll just cut open the pumpkin and remove all the stringy material. You want to wash them, get them as clean as possible, and then you'll want to toss them with some oil before you roast them. And then you can season them and spread them on the cookie sheet or however you're going to roast them, and you're going to go for about 25 minutes at 325 degrees Fahrenheit. And do keep in mind that that roast time can vary depending on the size of the seed, how much moisture is in there, and also it's kind of like going back to the leaves. If you kind of get a thick spot on them, you'll want to make sure that we get those baked down. And the seeds will be done when they're a golden brown. You can add any kind of salts or anything that you want to the seeds. And so as we kind of move into the winter months, we have a lot of opportunities to take advantage of these fall seasons, whether it be with roasting our pumpkin seeds or cleaning up our yard one time and helping our garden out with mulching those leaves right into the garden. So those are just a couple suggestions as we move into the fall months.
A few handy things just to keep everything on track throughout the seasons instead of waiting till the very end. Oh my gosh, I've got a giant checklist.
Yeah.
That tends to be kind of how I operate, but I'm working on it. And now I've got something to work on in the yard, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have yourself a good day, and we'll catch up with you next time. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.